Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. Hi, welcome to Art Speak. I'm Claire Maxwell with Burnaway, and today I'm joined by Gregor Turk, the recipient of the Atlanta Celebrates Photography Public Art Commission. Thanks, Gregor, for joining me today.
Thanks, Claire.
Can you just talk about the Atlanta Celebrates Photography Public Art Commission and what really goes into it? What are the goals behind this project?
ACP's been doing public art projects, I guess, for about the past decade now, and they involve an artist or a group of artists doing a piece that's out in the public, a temporary piece. It has to be photo-based, some sort of imagery in terms of its medium. Yeah, so that's pretty much what they do, and they're trying to engage the public and bring a different audience in to the ACP audience.
All right, can you talk about your project Apparitions and what it's entailing and really the theme behind your ACP project?
Sure. Apparitions is a three-part project. Actually has a sort of an extra fourth, but it is five billboards that are constructed in an inwardly facing fashion beyond the belt line. And so this is in a section of the Beltline that's not the paved section, so not that 2.5 East Side Trail
right section.
It's just north of there, just north of the Park Tavern, and just south of Park Drive, on that unpaved section of the Beltline. But anyways, it's a nice area there, a grove of trees, and so there's three billboards on one side of the Beltline, and then two on the other side. And so they'll remain blank for a few weeks while I'm getting the rest of the imagery up. But the first set of imagery will be photographs of blank billboards. I've been documenting blank billboards for the last 20 years and have a wide collection of them. And to me, they're quite meaningful, even though they're blank. They, to me, signify that you're nowhere, sort of a undesirable territory. And so they can't even have, like, for rent signs on them because then they're still economically viable. But anyway, so I'll have photographs from that series that'll be up for about a month.
Okay.
And then the second set of images will be photographs of the site that I've taken of the area that the billboard, the view that's being obstructed. So in a way, they'll be almost transparent. Of course, they'll be, you know, when you look at the piece, it won't match exactly because maybe some of the photographs were taken 3 or 4 months ago mm-hmm. during a different season or a different time of day, things like that. So the lighting will change, but I'm trying to line it up as accurately as possible. There'll be a sweet spot where you stand, and if you line everything up, hopefully you'll be seen basically through the billboards. So that will be the second month. The third month is a little bit different in with the coming of the sesquicentennial of the Battle of Atlanta. I'm going to feature Sherman's eyes on all five billboards. Just, I guess you might say there a little bit of that Dr. T.J. Eckelberg from The Great Gatsby, those the eyes peering out on the mm-hmm. on the billboards in the Valley of the Ashes. So I just thought that would be a great way to finish up and let them sort of dissolve. And in a way, the configuration of the five billboards are a cyclorama, if you will.
Yeah. And how do you feel that this public art project is really benefiting not only the Beltline, but public art for people in Atlanta in general and people that aren't typically going to see these kinds of works?
Well, I think one thing that's interesting, one aspect that I'm trying to do with this project specifically is to create a dialogue about public space and advertising. Obviously, with the Beltline, you know, Atlanta pretty much wore itself out during the Olympics. And so I thought this would be a good time to start having that discussion with the Beltline in terms of what that public space is and what our expectations are of what we should be subjected to by advertisers or not while we're on the Beltline in that space. But also just engage the public with mm-hmm. a real sort of visual space. I'm trying to create sort of an anomaly. Why would there be five billboards? Why would there be such intensity of advertising or the appearance of advertising? There's no advertising in this one space that's mm-hmm. that's almost abandoned, or, you know, it's in an economic shift.
Yeah. And you mentioned that there will be an artist talk October 26th at 1:30.
They'll be at the site.
Okay,
so
great.
So again, the site is just north of the Park Tavern and just south of Park Drive.
Great. Thank you again, Gregor, for letting us know about Apparitions, your public art commission project for the Atlanta Celebrates Photography. This has been Art Speak with Burnaway, and we'll see you next week.